A reminder to media members on the line, if you have questions for the coaches here this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. We now welcome on to the call the head coach of the Villanova Wildcats, Mark Ferrante. Good morning, Coach Ferrante.
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning. An off week for you last week, and I know we talked that it coincided nicely for you with the fall break for your players. Did you sense a refreshed group that when they came back this week?
Yeah, they did have a little more pep in their step, if you will, it seemed, when they came back. So we had some good practices last Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Then they had another off day on Saturday, and then we practiced yesterday. So, yeah, definitely seemed to, you know, be fairly spirited and obviously, you know, a little bit healed over as far as some of the bumps and bruises that they were experiencing from, you know, consecutive games and so on. So, and they were able to get that mental break, as you just said. They weren't in the classroom at all, and a good number of our guys had an opportunity to go home and spend some time with their families earlier in the week after the James Madison game. So I think it came at a good time, and I think our guys do feel a little bit physically and mentally refreshed.
After we spoke last week, obviously the news became official that you were going to lose Justin Covington for the year with that knee injury. How tough, and I know you guys have been through this unfortunately too many times over the last couple of years, but how tough to see that happen after the type of start that he had to this season?
Well, you just feel terrible for him. You know, he was having a great year. You know, he's kind of been a backup for earlier in his career because we had Aaron Forbes, and, you know, he was more of a rotational guy. So now he had the opportunity to kind of be the lead guy, you know, and, you know, have a few other guys behind him in backup roles. And he was off to a phenomenal year. So you really feel bad for him. Just because, you know, not because we lose a great player, obviously. He's a captain, so, you know, you lose a little bit of that because he's not out there running and working with his guys every day in the weight room and every day on the field. But your heart goes out to Covington because he worked so hard for it, and he was super patient in the previous years in that backup role, and now he got a chance to go out and prove what he could do, and he was on his way to just doing just that. And, you know, now after a long conversation and multiple conversations with him and his mom and his family and, you know, our doctors, we just felt, and he felt this would be the best thing for him to go ahead and get that thing repaired now. So, unfortunately, he's going to be out the rest of the way.
So with that news, where do you go from here as far as how you handle the running back situation?
Well, we got some young guys that are going to have to grow up real quick, and D. Will Barley's done a good job, and T.D. Ayodurajaye's done a good job because Jalen Jackson's missed the last game and a half or two games as well. So, you know, we're just going to have to be creative with what we're doing, and we're going to have to get those young guys to go in. But, you know, you hear some of the earlier callers, and I look at some of the stats with some of these other freshmen that have been able to get on the field and performing at a really high level as well. So it's our guys' opportunity to show what they can do. And, you know, everyone that goes to any of the programs in our league, they want to play. And, you know, now D. Will and T.D. are going to have the opportunity to do that.
There's probably nobody that across the conference has had any better first half of the season than your quarterback, Daniel Smith. With the, you know, even though he's new to your team, he's a veteran guy. Do you ask any more of him either from a scheme standpoint offensively or from a leadership standpoint now with Justin's loss?
No, I mean, the quarterback, you know, you hope that guy's going to be a leader just because of the position he plays and so on, and Dan has done a phenomenal job with that. He's not one of the captains. I think he was captain at Campbell before he came here. But no, we're going to ask Dan to continue to do what he's doing, you know, manage the game, take what the defense is giving you. We're hoping that we can continue to have a balanced attack, although it didn't work out that way against James Madison, but a lot of people have had a hard time running the ball against that defense. You know, no, we're not going to ask. We're not going to put more on his shoulders. We're going to continue to, you know, do what we do offensively. And, you know, like I said, just give those young guys the opportunity to go out there and perform at the running back position. But we just hope Dan can continue to, you know, play as consistently as been able to play in the first half.
It's been a great start to the season for your team. 6-1, 3-1 here in the conference as we are at the midway point. What areas of your team are you most pleased with to this point?
Well, it's been a good collection of everybody, really. I mean, the offense has done a good job prior to our last game as having a really nice balanced attack. You know, we've been able to run and pass the ball. So that's always good. Defensively, you know, we gave up some things in the passing game in the last game or two, but, you know, we've been able to keep people out of the end zone for the most part. I mean, JMU did score enough to win the game, but, you know, one of those touchdowns was not against our defense. Obviously, the pick six there that really turned the tide of that game and changed the momentum big time. So our defense has, you know, continued to have that bend but don't break mentality as far as, you know, giving up yards, but keeping people out of the end zone, and we just got to continue to do that. But there has been some guys that have been bumped and bruised and missed some games here and there. We're hoping to get some of those guys back after this bye, and even with the opportunities, even with the injuries we've had in some of the positions, we have had some young guys step up, like the two running backs I just mentioned, and Jaron Hayek is a freshman wideout. He's done a phenomenal job jumping in there and doing his role, and then we have some guys playing on defense as well. So Ice Waxter is a defensive back that has been called to duty, and he's been doing a good job. So really pleased with our development of our younger guys, and obviously the leadership that we have with Covington and Forrest Ryan and Chucky Smith, our three captains, and then you got the older guys, Drew Wiley. So I think we have a nice mix of older and younger guys, and I'm really pleased with how this team has come together.
Defensively, you guys seem year in, year out to be in the top 20 nationally, and this year you had to fill some holes on that side of the ball. How have you been able to do that so effectively? And you mentioned Forrest, and obviously the year he's having, and Malik Fisher as well. But how has your defense continued to stay that consistent and that strong?
Well, you heard some other folks, again, talk about what we do defensively, and with Billy Crocker now down at Elon, what they're doing defensively, and Towson has some similar things as well. And, you know, we're the odd front. We play that three down front, so we rotate guys through, but our guys have done a great job just going in there and trying to just do their job, you know, play sound football. And we do, change things up a little bit from time to time. And when you're used to playing probably more traditional fronts, and then you only have a week to prepare for, you know, some of the things that 33 stack defense can present to you, sometimes it's a little bit of a challenge. I just heard Jim before me talk about him doing that at Akron. We actually visited him at Akron when our defensive staff was running the same thing, and I had an opportunity to share some ideas from that perspective. So, our philosophy is we're going to go stop the run, and you're going to have to beat us with the pass. We're going to try to make it one-dimensional if we can. And, our guys buy into that philosophy, and they just play hard and do a good job getting to the football and trying to, you know, do just that, stop the run, and then go from there.
Are there any areas that are a focus that you feel like you really need to improve on over this last 5-6 weeks?
Well, we just want to get back to being a little more consistent, I think. The turnovers killed us in the fourth quarter of that James Madison game. So, you know, protect the football. The football is the program, and you got to protect that thing. And, you know, that's what we talk about, both offense, defense. Special teams, we want to try to clean that up a little bit. We're doing pretty well in some areas. Nate's doing a great job punting the football. But we've missed a few field goals and left a few points on the field these last couple games. So we want to try to clean that up. So get Drew going to being as consistent as he was earlier in the year. And other than that, like I said, just hopefully get a few of the guys back and just continue to play fast and physical like everyone does in this league, and get ready to get back on the field. I know our guys are excited to get out there and have a game and play a game and play a home game. We've been on the road 5 out of 7 games, so we have some home games lined up, and we have homecoming coming this weekend as we face Stony Brook. So I know our guys are looking forward to the challenge of getting another CAA game in and playing in front of a homecoming crowd.
Yeah, talk about that. Like you said, 4 of your last 5 are at home, but certainly a tough challenge this week with a very good Stony Brook team. As you've started to study them, what are some of the challenges they'll present for you?
Well, they're big on both sides of the ball up front. They're athletic at quarterback. Their wideouts seem to be as good a collection of wideouts as we've faced all year. Defense, I think they have a really nice mix of some guys who have a lot of experience. Augie Contressa, number 8, a really good football player. Heslip in the back end, number 1. I've noticed Kamara hasn't played the last couple games, but Sam Kamara is an upfront guy, is a preseason all-league type guy. So I think they're kind of similar to us as far as having some experienced players. I know they lost, you know, running backs from a year ago, but they do have some guys that have filled in really well there as well. So I don't see many weaknesses. Chuck seems to be, it seems to be a little more open. I remember playing them a few years ago, and there's two and three tight ends on the field on a regular basis. And now they're, you know, putting the ball up in the air, and they have a really balanced attack as well. I think they're top in the league, or one of the top two in the league in rushing for sure, and total yardage per game. I think they're real balanced, over 200 both rushing and passing. So they're definitely presenting some challenges from that perspective. And as always, they're physical. They're going to be physical up front. They have really good team speed from what I see on film. And, you know, it's another CAA opponent that you have to be ready for and hopefully play as error-free a game as you possibly can and just try to play consistent football and win the turnover battle.
All right, Mark, thanks as always for taking time with us, and we'll talk again next week.
Sounds good, Rob. Thank you.
Thank you.